tiramisu. If you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? Then I won't be knocking around your back door. Told me you love me, oh baby, that's just jive.
Just Jive.
Well, that's Jimmy's song. before we recorded the album, a gentleman from Germany, I think, or Austria, he had come through Bentonia and the Delta. He was doing a vacation in the late 70s and 78 or 79, might have been the year I was born, but he came through there. And he was recording a few, you know, some of these older fellas playing some songs. And Jimmy was younger then. He was in his 30s or 40s. But he stopped by the booth now, and he asked Jimmy to play him some songs. Jimmy played him some songs. He recorded them. And then they sat in storage for a number of years. And we got them a few years ago. And Jimmy's manager at the time sent me those songs. He said, take a listen to these. And so I took a listen, and that song just jumped out. It's just so catchy and groovy. And I didn't know all the words. I couldn't understand everything because I guess it was just recorded on a little tape deck or something. And so I played what I had come up with for Jimmy, and Jimmy was excited. He's like, yeah, let's play that song. Now play that song. So he'd have me come up and play it at the gym joint. We recorded it with Leroy Stagger and the boys, and, man, it was just a fun song. But you know, you only need a chord or two and a couple of verses for the Bentonia style, and you got yourself a song.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Well, we went down and played the Bentonia Blues Festival last year, and took the band down with me, and we just had a great time. And the guys in the band got to play with R.L. Boyce and Jimmy Duck Holmes, and you know, just the that environment down there is so electric. And he's got a free festival that happens in the second week of June every year. And so we had gone down to play that, and we came back, and we had a couple of days in the Hipposonic studios here in Vancouver, which is the old little mountain studios. And so we've been in there working on a new record. We've got about 18 songs now to choose from. And so we're really focused on getting a record that really captures the essence of what this Bentonia and Hill Country sound is.
That's something to look forward to. Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of upcoming releases?
Well, you can get at us on Facebook or Instagram. We're robertconleyflower.com. We got a couple of good shows coming up here in the summer. We're all over on the Sunshine Coast, and we'll be here in the city playing around a couple of times. We'll be up at the Pender Harbor Blues Festival, so looking forward to that, playing with our friend Harp Dog Brown. And just other than that, trying to keep it safe and virus-free.
Exactly. I'd like to take us out with your song, Yes, Ma'am. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, that song was written kind of tongue-in-cheek. My wife, bless her soul, she put up with more than she should with me. And, you know, I quit drinking a couple of years ago. And so that song was kind of written in jest, but with a kind of seriousness to it, you know, with, I had gone as far as I could go, and she wasn't putting up with it anymore. I'll tell you, you know, I played that song at the Bentonia Blues Festival last year, and this fella, younger fella with a cowboy hat on named Rodeo, come up to me after the set, and he said, "When I heard that song, Yes, Ma'am, I knew you was from Mississippi."
I think relatable no matter where you're from.
Probably so.
Robert, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to talk to you.
Tell her I don't worry her no more. Yeah, she gon' do just what she doing. She gon' do it for sure. She gon' tell me what she thinking, even if I don't give a damn. Yeah, I better do right by her. Yes, ma'am. Trying to do it right. If I come home all fucked up, yeah, it's probably gonna be a fight. Cause she gonna tell me what she's thinking, even if it's 4 a.m. Yeah, I better do right by her. We'll be right back. cast iron frying pan.